From Sif Aleph till Sif Yud. As always, we'll try to go through the basic Makaris, both the Mechaber, Amor, Taz Shach, Vikivegim, Pesachet Shuvah. Sif Aleph starts off the idea of Hafsek Tyro, the Makaris for Mishnah and Daf Samaches. And the Mechaber says a person sees Dam for 2-3 days, then a person does a Hafsek to show, as the Shach explains, that they did not see any Dam Ben Hashmoshes. This Hefsik says the Mechaber should be done Samuch L'Bein HaShmoshes. That means the Mekor is the Beisaysim from the Rosh. The person do it Samuch L'Bein HaShmoshes. We spoke out different numbers what exactly that means. The Ramah says, this halacha is L'Chadchila. However, B'dievet, even M'Shachris, like the Mishnah says from the Chachomim, if you find yourself Doira, it's also enough. Now the Shach explains this Mechaber Amor is discussing Daf Gisur a couple of days. However, if you saw only one day, that'll be the loch in Sif Aleph. So number one, we have the loch of Hefsik. Number two, the Mechaber's Meisif, Api the Rashba, Lo'ilam Yilmad Adam Teich Beisai, to have a Meich Dachak there the whole entire Ben Hashmoshes. That means every Isha, L'chadchila, as the Ramah says, only L'chadchila, not B'dievid, should have a Meich Dachak. The Ramah goes on further and says, what defines nighttime? It brings down the Machlokes among the Rishonim of, let's say, the Kahal Davim Ma'ariv. Is that Nichol the Geder of night? Or no, since B'Metzias is still Yom Gadol. The Truma Tadeshin says, once the Tzibah already davened, is Nichol the Geder of nighttime, and cannot be Mavsik. Says the Shach, even a place where she did not daven Ma'ariv, only the Kal did it that way. At Tzadah Sheni, the Ramah brings down, the Ogel Meshem the Mariel, in a case that even was a Kabbalah Shabbos over here, but since at the end of the day, it's so-called Soif Day, Neged to Tzvias Omer, Neged to Kriyashma, Neged to Pesach. The other loch is, she can do a moich even after the Kabbal Shabbos. The more ends off, we have Machlaikis, therefore Lechat Chila to be Machmer. B'dievid, not be Choshish. Therefore, when people make an early Shabbos, the correct anhoga, Lechat Chila, is to do a Hefzik before the case of Kabbalah Shabbos. Now the Taz comes along and says, it sounds like for the Marshal, a person can be Mekel, even Lechat Chila. It comes from the loch, the fact we'll get to it, Sif Yud Aleph, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. The loch is, we start counting 6 days, and then we start doing, then the Zayin Nekiyim. Therefore, a person can start counting from after Ma'ariv. Now, the big question, what does it mean? Come on, the Pesach Shuvah, Sif Kohen Aleph, brings down the Degma Vava, and says, Mashal is no Shach Zav Sugyo. The Mashal is discussing, the person sees, Abayin Hashmoshes, or really, after Kabbalah Shabbos, after Kabbalah Shabbos, after Ma'ariv, and we're not sure exactly how to count and negate the 5 days. So a person could wait 4 days plus that day, or another 5th day. He says, since anyway our anhoga is to start counting on the 6th day, negate to waiting 5 days, the loch is, if you see after Ma'ariv, five days later, start counting from before Ma'ariv. But over here, we're not discussing the waiting the 5 days. We're discussing the sugya of Hefsek Tyro. Hefsek Tyro, according to the Mandiyom, it's nighttime, how the world can be mafsik. And therefore, he tines the Mashal as no shaykhis, this machloikis between the Chumas Hadeshen and the Maril. Therefore, comes out, we're back to the Loch of the Ramah, the Chadchila to be Machmer, but the Yevet to be Mekel. Now, the Shach says this whole machloikis is the Ramah discussing a case where either she daven or the Tzibur is Makabel Shabbos or Dav Ma'ariv. But let's say it's a case of both, side the Tzibur and she daven, he makes another machloikis to shine him. He says, it sounds like from the Ogel Maril where they're coming from, even in this case, to be Mekel. However, he brings down from his father and Shuva, and also the Marshal, in this case, everyone agrees to be Machmer, because she and the Tzibur davened. He does end off with the Ogur that says, based upon the Avi Yosef and Simon Kuf Pei Dalid, that the question is, how do we count days? Avi Yosef says, it's a day is 12 hours, 12 hours. Therefore, for example, right now, we're getting the end of Sivan Tammuz. A day is 14 hours. So he points out that even though a day is 14 hours, the first hour and the last hour of the day is Be'etzim part of the night. Therefore, he says, according to the Ogur, it will come out that even though you want to be Mekel, but not in a situation when the day is very long, like 14 hours, the last hour and the first hour is part of the night, you have to be Mafsik before the last hour. Come on, Pesach Teshuva, and bring the Dag Mavovo. It says, what shaykhis? There's no reason at all. Once August has been Matthias's day, be Matthias's day. And not be Machma at all for this Havana in the Ogur, according to Shach, Aleph. And even the Shachwit saying to be Machmer, saying only to be Machmer in a situation when she and the Kahal da Mariv. But even the Shach agrees when she herself did not Makabal Mariv and the Tzibur, then even the Shach says, Og is not saying to be Machmer. And he ends off, therefore, in this situation, back to Locha Damo, the person can be Mekel B'dievet. Now the Mo goes on further and says the case that certain Noshim that they did a Hefsek before Baruch Hu. Then after they saw, after the Zman of Baruch Hu, in Yimei Sfira. Says Rav Moshe, in that situation, if a person be mafsik a second time after Baruch Hu, shouldn't she niskalkel after this man? It's nichl neged of b'dieved. His interesting words. His words are ein limchois. It's minig v'sikin. Ein limchois sounds like it's better not to go do. But he ends off. It's minig v'sikin. It can do it. It's nichl neged of b'dieved. Now the word of Rav Moshe is when a person did a hefsek before Baruch Hu, and so toich yimei sfiru asay. Kamung lebach, brought down by the Shach, it sounds like, betchilas for you also, that means you did a hefsek before Baruch Hu, and that same exact night, you saw them afterwards, it sounds like, according to the Moshe, lemais to be machmer, because she showed that her night starts at Baruch Hu. The Bach goes on further and says, not so. Even that same exact night, you saw them over here, nichel and gedeh b'yevet, you can't be mekel. The Shach brings down this Bach and says, even the Moshe agrees to the Bach, there's no machlekes. He agrees that true the fact that she showed it is night, you might think to be machmer, but since she's in the skalkel, even that night, even after Baruch Hu, even the Amos says, but he ever not to be precocious with this inin over here. And therefore he says, the person sees after the evening, in the but he ever godel mizeh, and therefore, abadif yiklachil be machmer, and do b'dika before, and you should. But since you hear you so after Baruch Hu, echlam yiloch is, even the Amos agrees to the Bach, the person can be mekel even b'tchilis v'yosai. Ad kan Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is a case where Isha saw only one day. Therefore, the Shaila had to read the Gemara, this form on Yom, to read the Mishnah, and the Rebbe in the Gemara. The Mechaba Kamungan says that when a person sees one day, she needs a Bedika Medinoi or Mechtochuk to be there the whole entire Benesh Moshes. Kamungan Amani Paskins, and he's Mechalik, he says it's true that the gate of the Sugar of Bedika will be Machmur, and say Bedika Shachwis won't help even B'dieved. You have to do it from the afternoon. And the words of the Dagmar Vava and Peska Tshuva, meaning it has to be after Mincha Ktano. Neger to Moich, it's true we need it Medinoi, but it's not Ma'akiv. Now the reason why we have this Chumro of Ra'asa Yom Echad, said the Taz and Shach both say why, because since today was Ma'ayim Pesuach, we can be more Machman, make sure you can show with the Yediyah Perua that the Ma'ayim now became Salsam. Now, Kamal Lashach, and brings out from the Madanei Melech, obvious question, that Isha Shiz one day was saying to be Mafsik, that day Medinoi, from the afternoon, and Nina Moich. Anyway, she has to wait 5 days. Even in the case of a Kesem, you have to wait 5 days. So why would come and say this Aloch over here? Says the Madanei Yontif, his answer brought down by the Shach, the situation is she counted 5 days. Then, during the Zayin Nikim, she saw a second time. Over there during the Zayin Akim, we'll get to Loch and Sif Yud Aleph, Bezer Hashem tomorrow. We do not count all over 5 days. On that day is when she needs Medinoi, a Hefsik in the afternoon, and the Moich also. However, it ends off, but let's say an Isha sees a Kesem, whether it's the beginning or Bimei Sfira, since the Kesem is only Dabbanon, we won't be Machman the Sugar of Ru'asa Yom Echad. But it comes out that Isha sees during the Zayin Akim, the Loch is when a Rav tells her you have to make a Hefsik, Medina she has to do for Mincha Lomailo. Sif Gimel is a sugya of the Bekonim she should go wear, says the Mechaber, after she does a hefsik, she wears a beged that is bodok, that has no ksavim, number one, and number two, her sheets in the bed also have to be bodok. And then afterwards she starts counting the Zayin Nikim. The Amar is Moisiv and Minakosh and Klal Yisrael, that number one, she does a rechitza before she does the hefsik over here. And number two, she wears a case of a levainim. He says if a person cannot do a chitza l'chol apachos, she should wash her paneh l'mato v'cheinoigim v'ein l'shanis. We do this act of a chitza and levainim. However, let's say b'shas et chaki on the derech, you know the options over here. Then echnami, you find a cholik that's clean and you wear it. Make sure it's bodik from dam. Kamal Pesach Shiva brings down a maisa from the Mil Tzedaka, and it comes out with 2 points over here. Number one, a Isha's Masiach Das during the Zayin Nikiyim for a couple of days. Is the Oila negate to the Zayin Nikiyim? You come to Aloch L'maisa, it's not Oila. So those who want to argue, but on the page, the newest person can go, if you mesiach das for a couple of days, it's not nichlin get of zaynikim. Aleph. A second thing comes out. Let's say an isha wore a kesainis and numis kesamim from when she was in nida. We'll get to the loch in sefiud, that according to the shach, the loch of the gimel yom, cannot be toilo even on the case of a nida. However, he says, if you know, the isha knows that the kesam you have here is number one, a tfias ayin from koidim, or number two, you have a chacha that was there from before the Gimel Yomim. For example, she did not find any dam on the sinur that's noki lovan. She only found upon the skirt. In either of these two cases, even the shach agrees that Gimel Yomim Rishonim, a person can be mekel. That means even though we'll have a chumra on the Gimel Yomim, but either by tfias ayin or a chacha, a person can be mekel. Sif Tal is the locha of bedikas of the Zayinikim. It's very clear in the Gemara that let's say Isha does a bedika 1 and 7. In the Mishnah exam, 3 different shitas. Rav Lazar says over there, Tahira, and we count all 7 days. Rabbi Yeshua says she only has 1 or 7, and 7. And Rabbi Kiva says she only has 7. The Gemara says we paskin like Rav Lazar, therefore do bedika 1 and 7, you have all 7 days. The Gemara then goes on further and daf Tam Chesem Beis. Let's say, according to Rav Lazar, that's 1 and 7. She did, it has to be Tchilosin Vissaifon in both 1 and 7. Or is it one or the other, 1 or 7? The Gemara comes out very clear. Machloikis, Rav said the loch is 1 or 7. Either one's a good. Whether it's tchilosan without seifan or seifan without tchilosan, the Bchina says no. It has to be a case of shneim tchilosan v'seifan. The Beis Yosef comes along and has a list of rishonim the passing l'kula like Rav, Rambam, Ravid, Ramban, Rashba, Rosh, Torah, Oid. However, he does bring down those who want michoishes to smag the seifat truma like Rav Chanina. They need twice, 1 and 7. V'oid a second machlekes over here among the Rishonim. On the side of Rav that says Aloch is, they need 1 and 7, or 7. What's Aloch you do one day between day 3, or day 4, or day 5? Do those who want tiny that Kol Shekein to be Mekel, the Rav at Rosh and Tor? At Sarasheni, he brings down the Beis Yosef, the Balmor, the Rajbo, who wants to be Machmer. Ad kan the Rishonim in the Beis Yosef. Aloch come on the Mechaber and first says, what's Aloch lechadchila in the gate of Bedikas? He's very clear that an isha has to do a bedika every single day for 7 days, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Deva comes out, lechadchila, isha does 16 bedikas, one hefsik, one meich, and then the next 7 days, once in the morning, one in the afternoon. He says, but let's say in a case which she did not do that, she did a case of either 1 or 7, or 1 in between, that means he went like the Rosh in the Torah of Rav, and even 1 in between, then the first shita says, the mice is Poseidon. Once she did a hefsik, it's okay over here. But let's say she did no bedikas during the Zayinikiyim. She only did a bedika on the 8th day. Then the loch is, says the Mechaber, she only gets the 8th day. V'yesh oimim, that brings down Rav Chanina shita, the smag and others. The loch is, you have to do 1 and 7. And if not, the loch is, it doesn't count. V'ein lohokal. That means even though we have a cloud, the Mechaber stam, v'yesh oimim, lohokal kistam, the Mechaber over here paskins that ain't lahokal, the person needs 1 and 7. Now again, the Shach speaks out very clearly in Sivkon Ches, it was costing 1 or 3 or 7, meaning a Vadi did a case of a Hefzik beforehand. Now we're saying this Allah is only with the Eved. Kamal Pesach Chuvan Ches, it brings down the Noid Behuda that says, but let's say it hurts her a lot. It's hard to do Bedikas. Then the Allah is, even Lechat Chila, a person can do a Bedika 1 and 7. And it's good to do a knuch mibachutz. I mean, even though we're saying lalocha lachatchila, do every single day, but it's a lot of pain, a person can do 1 and 7. V'oyeh peschachuvah sekon zayim b'gzana chasam sefer, that even though we paskin, not like Rav, but like Rav Chanin of Ein Lahokal, but let's say kfar lonsem baila, then if it did a case of 1 or 7, also will be mekel. But he says over there, 1 or 7, but not one of the days in between. That means not to go that far, b'semach upon the Rosh and the Torah of doing one of the days in between. Now the Moshe on this halacha to get to the bedikas, he says you have to check it l'or hayoyim, not l'or haner, not to get to candles. How b'di'evet it does work, and we spoke about in Simen Kuf Beiches, what about chashmal? Is these bedikas checking it is different between the case of Yimei Vest versus the case of Zayinikiyim? We spoke about that once by Riches. The Pesach Tshuva Sekon Dalet does bring down a shloh that says we have a mitzvah to go count every day, like Sfiras Omer, hayoyim rishon, hayoyim sheni, like the pasuk says v'safrala. However, he goes on further, brings down a Risha Maram, and afterwards Radvaz and Nadib Yudah, that disagrees with Chin Noigim by most of the Noshim, that people tell me they do count, but most Lashem do not count like the case of a Sefira. In Sifkon Hei, the Pesach HaShuvah brings down three separate machleksim between the Chavadas and the Chassam Sofer. Three different things. Number one, he discusses, let's say Isha does not do a Bedikah, and does not do a case of, and does not have Arkosha. Is she Tomei Medereisa or not? It's come on the Chavadas, you know Bedikah, Agam no Arkosha, Tomei Medereisa, because no Bedukim over here, it's not Bodik at all. The Chassam Sofer come along and is Mechalik, and he disagrees. He says, true negate to the Hefsik, you need a Bedikah. However, negate to the Zayin Akiyim, if she knows and she's Mashgiach upon herself one of the 7 days that the Makor is not open, she sim leiv, and she senses that Makor is not open, she minatoy lemaisa, no problem. One machlekes. A second machlekes. Let's say Dam comes out without Hargosha. Is that Seisim minatoy? We discussed this yesterday. The Chavadas is Chiddush that we have two psukim of Besara ad Shatargish and Dam v'lekesim. Come with Chavadas, he wants Taina to metame her is through Hargosha. However, once she is Tomei in the Nakim, you have to have no Dam there even with Anagosha. And therefore, she has Dam comes out at Agosha, it's Seisim min HaTorah, like being Paletis Shech Lazera. Come along the Pesach HaShuvah brings out the Chassam Sofer, brings out Avdem Luam, and he disagrees. Min HaTorah, there is no Stira of Adi Kesem min HaBodon, should be Tomei min HaBodon. But min HaTorah, you need Agosha to metame her. A third case in the Pesach HaShuvah, come along the Chassam Sofer and says, let's say Isha, the two Noshim over here, whether she became a Nida Mamish beside her vest over here, and then she had a Maka Moitzi Dam, or a situation, Fakert, she did not become a Nida Mamish, except we had a Loch and Sim Kupay Zain, in Sefei, that the Isha that has a Maka Moitzi Dam, a comes Yamei Vesh, she is Tomei, Chil Oilin Leisiro. So these two Nashim over here, whether Tomei for sure, or Tomei Mitzad, Chil Oilin Leisiro. Says the Chavdas on both of them, the Loch over here is, if she does 1 of 7, but if you need 1 of 7 and need a case of a Hefsik, then we can be Mekel, because mitzad sugya mako, that means you have another marmokum that we summon upon the sugya of 1 or 7. It's brought down derech agav in the chavadas, but you need one and you need 1 or 7 with a hefsek. On this aspect, kamlul chavadas and the kamlul chassam sofer says number one, negate to the isha that came tomei mamish. You're right. She needs a hefsek. You're right. A little bit of a chiluk, but make it you're right. However, the isha became tomei only because v'chil oyin leisiro. And when Metamu her could came Yom Vest, that he wants to Mechadish and says, let's say pass all the days for her supposed to be Magish of Sing Dam, of a Yom Vest over here. And let's say a person is lost some leiv from all her Hurim, and Machshavas and Mashkiach on her Eisel Mokum, during Ben Hashmoshes, he wants Taina if you have a Gosha that the Mekor is not open, Shilamai should be Torah Min HaTorah. And even Abon, no problem over here. That means other two Noshim, he's Mechadish, again, the concept a person can sim lave and take away all the Iruim and make a Hefzik in that situation. Pesach HaShuvah and Sefkon Vav discusses the Halacha that we say the law, we paskin 1 and 7. What about the case of number 1, 3 and 7, one of the days in between plus 7? Or what about the Halacha of 1 and 3, that means the first day, and one of the days in between? So first it starts with the Degma Vav that says, even the Smag agrees to do 1 of the days in between and 7, no problem. That means, for example, 3 and 7, the Maisa works even according to the Mechaber, even according to the Smag. Having gone further and bring down Noidi Behuda and Shuva, which is the same person in the Degum of Ava, and he says a person needs 1 and 7, but let's say first do 1 and 3, then he says 1 and 3 does not work. That's Aleph, 1 and 3 does not work. Now he does not discuss 3 and 7 yet. He says 1 and 3 does not work. Says Noidi Behuda, so what are you going to do? If you do 1, 3, and then 10, so you have 5 days in between, you're only left with 10. If you do 1, 3, and 9, so it's very simple. The 1 will be the hefsek, the 3 and the 9 will be the case of 1 and the 7. Beseder. But let's say you do 1, 3, and 8. You come along and want to taino that even though you don't have really 1 and 7, but since you do not have 5 days in between, we're going to make like an idea of electricity and attach the two, and the 3 in between will connect the 1 to the 8, and therefore it might work. So he's saying 1, 3, and 8, why does it work for? Because the 3 is connecting the 1 and the 8. Why don't I say simple? That you have 3 and 8. That should be a case that works according to the Dekam of Ava. Alamai, we see the Nadi Behuda holds that even the case of 3 and 7, the Maisa does not work. So it comes out that the Nadi Behuda and Shuvah is coming out then 1 and 3 doesn't work, and 3 and 7, whether you have Tchilosai or Saifai, either one with one Be'emtza, it would not work according to the Smag, not like the Dagam of Ova. Sifei, a case where Isha does a Bedika and she finds herself Tomei, then let's say 5 days later she checks herself in Tariro. So Be'etz and Mishnah says, the Loch is she's Cheskas Tomo, even though the days in between maybe she did not see, we have Naraya, Chazok of Tomo until she does a Hefsik, and she is Tariro. The Shach speaks out, Lav Dafka, a case of a Bedika, even she swore, and then 20 days later she did not, she did a Bedika, and she's Tariro. All the days in between, Lamaisha, she is Tomei. Sifov is how to go do bedikas. So all these bedikas, says the Mechaber, has to be with a beged pishtin, a case that's lavan yoshon, or a katin, or tsem levin nokirach. That's the material what to go use. Now he says you have to nichnas bechurim v'stalkim, the cracks and crevices, but imik as deep as you can go, and mokum shashamish dosh. As far as the shamish goes, I said it's very hard. So he said if it's very hard, then lechol apachis do a case of a hefsik. And the first day. That means he's coming along and saying, at least a heftik, that's me dinoy. And then do one of the 7, like the Rosh's idea, according to Rav, at least one day. Now the words of the Mechaber is the first day. Come along, the Ramon says, if you can do the first day, then do one of the days in between. It's out of the Sugya of the Rosh over here. However, it goes on further the Ramon, but let's say a person has a hard time over here. He says the Aloch is Lefi Koichai. Imik Lefi Koichai. That means, Mechaber says you have to do at least once and one day and one hefsek. Asher shamash dosh, Ramah said, but the evad kafik koichai, and we do not need the shamash dosh. The Swami says is manenu. The noshim have a hard time. The chokhmas adam that our noshim are nichel lechatchila like the gedol b'di'evad, and we go as far as she can go. Kamal peskei shuvah and bingzam for the night of Yehuda. Let's say Isha did none of the days churim v'stakim. So he says if it's B'mokum tzerikadol, and the hefsek she did b'chur v'stakim, and she also did a maich ben hashmashes, the whole time ben hashmashes, then all the other days we can do a regular bedika. Why he makes 3 tzerufim? Number one, the Ravid Shita says, only time to be mach chur v'stakim is a case l'taris, not l'bailon. All these bedikas, we do not need l'chur v'stakim. Number two, because Ramban Shita is only by hefsek we need it, and not by the Zainakiyah. And number three, Mitzaf Rashi Shita, that Sfiris Lilo is Nichol Geda Sfira, again we don't pass it on the way, but we have 3 Tzerufim, or we make it, we do B'dikas all the other days. Now, this case, most places can likely disagree, but that's how it's brought down on the page. Sif Zayin, the case of a sumo, Mechaber is very simple, she checks herself, shows it to her friend, and she can tell, her friend can tell her what the Mar is, if she has to go ask her off, or she's Beseder. Sif Ches is a case of a Chereshes or a Shaito. So first, the Mechaber speaks out, if a person is chereshes, however she hears but does not speak, or vice versa, she can speak and cannot hear, then there's nichol a case that she's a regular isha. But let's say, number one, she is both, she cannot hear and cannot speak. Or a case is a shaito, or someone das the ma'is in one way, then we need a pekeach to go to a b'dika for her, and to be kaveh when her vestas are. In this way, she'll be mutter to her husband. Let's say no one does it for her, then the loch is tam noshim shloshim yoyim. And then we'll summon upon the loch of Oinim Beinanis. Sif test is the loch of Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. Build upon that, that the Isha should be Marba Livdak, whether it's Yimei Sfira or the days not to go see, a Hayatim Shubachas, even though she has a Vesh Kavua. Now we spoke out yesterday in the Maisa that's not our Anhoga, we don't do this. Sif Yud Kamel the Mechab and says, when you need Zayin Akim, it must be Zayin Akim with Sufim straight. Should not see any Dam. Could you see any Dam, even the last day, it says so all 7 days. In fact, the Beis Yosef and the Taz, well, even if it's not Yosef, we pass them like the Chumra B'Zayro or Rebbe Yosef B'Sodis, that we need the Zayin Nikim. What's the difference? Says the Taz, you said that if all 7 days is Nichol and Negedah Cheskas Tomo, therefore even the last day, the last Bedika, she still needs, you cannot be Simech and say, I do not need Bedikas, because she's a Cheskas Tomo there. So all Bedikas you need until the end of Zayin Nikim. The Shach, this speaks out to Zalocha, even if she sees on day 8, a mighty Zayin Nikim, which have the dam that you saw right now. Come on, Gemara brings down the Yesh Omim, Chumah the Truma Tadashen, Goyis Maimi is Mordechai, Seva Truma, that someone sees the Gimel Yoma or Yishenim, even though the Loch is, it's only a Kesem, and we have the Mishnah says, and after Ches, Ksam Allahakal, or Tain Allahakal, however, in the first 3 days, since we need the key in the Gamri, therefore will be more Machmer. And he says, V'chei Noigim, even though it's Yesh Oimim, V'chei Noigim, we'll give him Machmah first 3 days and not have Tlias. He does say, but let's say the tli is mitzad the sugya of gris for oid, because maybe a person will have machilis in the bed, and the yesh latar labaylo, then that person can be mekel. The Pesach Tshuva explains why, coming be'etzem from the Darkei Moshe, since machilis in mashchiach tuvay, yesh lezar, therefore a person can be mekel. But says the Pesach Tshuva from the Chamud Anil, let's say she sleeps in a place where there are pishbushim, and she can really sleep in a place where there is no pishbushim. Shenechnami, it's your fault. Yochel lezar, do not sleep there, and therefore will not make a tli over there. So number one, we have a sig over here, a gilyon mishenim, there is no tlias. Number two, we do have a tlias unless in the gris for aid. Number three, come along the Ramah, and says, let's say it's a makah that comes out from the body, dam. Makah that has dam. So it's machalik. There's two makahs. One we know that's moitzi dam, and one we did not know that's moitzi dam. So he says, if you did not know it's moitzi dam, then it'll be machmer. But if you know it's moitzi dam, even according to the machmim, lemaitz in this situation, nuik in the Mordechai, a person can't be makel. Now they say two things. Number one, the Darkei Moshe himself says, if you know the mak will go away in a couple of days, it's taif to be machmer. Now it's true, it's not brought down the Darkei Moshe in the Ramah by us. However, the Chassam Sofer is brought down that way in the Pesachei Tshuva. In this situation, the Maisa should be machmer in a couple of days. V'aid, in this halacha, the Taz and Shach Beik disagree. The Taz wants to understand that the only time the Ramah himself wants to be, is being makel is only with makashi yesh lezorboi. That's not the pasuk reading the Ramah. The Shach says to argue on them all and say the person should not be makel even a mak that's moitzi dam unless it's coming out constantly, like the case of Shchin, like the Bach says. So we have Achrin either argue them all or limit them all. Dafka yesh lezar, we know that's dam coming out constantly. The Pesach Tshuva says this halacha be machmer on the Gimel Yom Rishonim, or we have no clear over here. So Sifkon Yud says, but let's say she became tomei not b'tam aflow, until the sugya of kesem. Kesem drabonon. Therefore, a person can be mekel in the first 3 days. Aleph, and he says koshke in the case of chashash dam chimud. Also, when we come to matamer, first 7 days, the first 3 days, also he can be mekel. He goes on further. It means down from the chassam sofer. Let's say isha checked herself to go to shul, and then a couple of days later, and she's found nothing, and then 3 days later she did a hefsek, and then during the zayin nikim she found the kesem. So the question over here is, that where do we count the 3 days from? Do we count it from the days of counting, or from which he did a hefsek from Beis Knesset, which is a couple days earlier? He brings down a machlokes, those who want to be mekel, avos gashuni, those who want to be machmer, tzedek, tzedek. So the Torah wants to be mekel. Chassam Sofer Lemaisa says, if she knows for sure she did a good bedika, we're going to count dafka the 3 days of Nikiyim, not from the day she is practically counting, but from the day she did the hefsek going to the Beis Knesset. Pesach Tshuva and Sifkot Yud, he brings down, let's say a person found a kesem after 3 days, which usually were toilo, but the chashash, maybe it was there before 3 days. I don't know. Maybe the dam was there before it. So it brings down that first three, the Maisei is Mekel, Panam Iris is Mekel, Agamas, he sent you to Beis Ephraim that's brought down later on, that seems to be Machmir over here. Sifkot Yud, Pesach Tshuva says, let's say an Isha found a kesem on something that's not be Mekabel Tumo. Then we know the halacha is that a person is not betoilo the first 3 days, yet lest they grizz a toilo. What about the halacha not being mekabel tumo, or on a big day that tzvoinim can be mekel in the first 3 days? So over here he brings down the chem de shleimo. The maaser wants to be mekel both of these cases, whether it's not being mekabel tumo or on a big day tzvoinim, calling him old stalker. The maaser he pointed out the simuk of tzadi sifkon chabeis he brings down a muda kesef to be machmer, but at least over here he's being mekel in madura basra. Pesach Tshuva Sifkon Yudalad has two cases over here, three cases. One, he first brings down the Yisoid from the Bris Avram. Isha that's Tomei mitzad the sugya of Sofek. That means the case in the get a Yimaka, came in Mevesk and Matamar, or any other case the place can say she's Tomei mitzad the sugya of Sofek, who will not have the chumras of Gimel Yom Rishonim, Aleph. Second, he brings down the mice from the base of Ephraim of Isha that was did a hefsik, she's on the derech, and she had no other clothing to go wear that was Noki. So she put on clothing that already had someone on top of it beforehand. It came the 6th day of May Sviro. She came home, took over a chaluk, and she saw there was dam there. Now, she wants to be toilah on the dam that was there from Yemei Nida that was more than 6 days beforehand. So his brother, he wants to taino that what he's saying. He's saying it was there during the 3 days, first 3 days of Zayin Nikiyim. First days of Zayin Nikiyim, we passed in like the shach that says that makah that's being moitzi dam will be machmer. therefore, it cannot be toil lahakol. At Sadat Sheni, the Beis Ephraim seems to pass like the Ramban says, no. We can the locha called the more machlis moitzi dami can be mekel. Therefore, over here, this situation, a person can be mekel. That means lachud machlikis based on frame versus brother is how do we paskin like do we paskin like the amor or we paskin like the shach? Piskachu going further, the pana meiris the ma'aseh goes like the base of frame that over here they paskin the ma'aseh like the amor. That means how do we paskin the gate to makel moitzi dam the taz and shach ma'aseh amachmer? But the piskachu being now the base of frame and the pana meiris the ma'aseh to be mekel like the amor. Piskachuva ends off with a story from Chassam Sofer. Isha Magia, and she has a vest, Oirik Zov, which I'm not sure what that is. I asked the doctor, I'm not sure what that is. He said, in that situation, we have a bayam, it's not having, seeing some over here. So he says, if you wait a couple of days, fine, wait, I'll still come in the dark of Moshe. But if you can't, he gives you an Eitzel. He says, be mastic after 2 days. The Zayin Akim will be a couple of days later, and therefore will not be part of the first 3 days. That means it sounds like the halacha, like we said earlier, by the case of the basic nesses, the same idea of the Chassam Sofer, that person can do a bedika, then make a hefsik, wait a couple of days, and then count the zayin nekiyim, and those zayin nekiyim is not part of the first 3 days. Ankan chazor of Aleph through Yud. I hope that was clear. And Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll start a very important sugya, the idea of why we wait 5 days. Just to ask a question, l'chur if you are in the Shulchan Aruch, where do you put the lochas of the 5 days? The chura, that should be the first thing in Sim Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Hatim Tyran Isha, and why the world is at the end of Sif Yud Aleph. You look at numerous Malaktim, and they put it first. That's the chura, the Seda being Tyran Isha. Kasha Ora for the oil to think about. Atzlocha. Questions?